Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, it's Gabe time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all of football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's Gabe time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
How about it? Happy Monday out there, April 29th, 2024. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I know I celebrated a birthday for my wife on Saturday, and it is my birthday week, Hunter. It's my birthday week coming up on Thursday. 29 years old, 29 years young. How about that? How about that?
How about that?
But welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn, on my birthday week. I former Memphis Tiger offensive lineman on X at GM_Kuhn71. You already heard from him, but he is the executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show. He's always alongside me. That's Connor Dunning on X at C Dunning929. Connor, how's it going?
It's going
good
very
weekend.
Well.
Solid weekend. Okay.
Solid weekend. Got to check out a movie. Didn't get to see two like I had planned, but got to check out a movie. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Highly recommend. AKA the Ministry of Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
Just Guy Ritchie's Inglourious Basterds. Knows exactly what it is. It's a minute and four, or an hour and 45 of Nazis getting shot. Thumbs up.
Yeah, speaking of my birthday week, after 21, I don't even pay attention to my birthday. I really don't. And now I'm at this age, you know, where it's like I don't ever need anything. Like when people ask me for like gift ideas, I don't know if you're the same way.
Cash.
When people ask you for gift ideas, I don't have any.
Money.
If I want something, I usually just go get it for myself.
Pay a bill.
Yeah, pay a bill.
Send an MLGW bill.
Yeah, exactly. Pay
this is what you can do for my birthday.
Pay for this. But yeah, it snuck up on me. It really did sneak up on me. But we have 3 hours to talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We have some NBA playoffs to discuss. And I am here in a second going to open where we left off last night. And I think it's a very serious conversation to have about the Phoenix Suns and the failed experience of the big three they have. And Matt Ishbia, a new owner, what's he doing? What's going to happen with Frank Vogel? I mean, I give a lot of credit for the sweep that the Timberwolves put over top of the Suns, but the Suns are really the story for me, quite frankly. And Anthony Edwards was phenomenal in that series, but I'll get to that in a second, as well as other NBA playoff notes. The Penny Hardaway TV show is recorded on April 12th. From what I understand, but it released last night. And there's a lot to discuss. I'll take you through everything that Penny said, including what he wants to get done in scheduling going forward with a team that has a new head coach that I think a lot of both of the fan bases, they're asking for the series to be played, but a certain coach from the state of Arkansas is going to have to agree to play said series, is going to have to agree to play on the basketball court with Memphis. So we'll talk about that. We have the NFL draft, and in the Blitz, we'll talk about the Memphis guys. I'll talk about the NFL draft as a whole around 5:30. But the Memphis guys, I didn't expect any more than one guy to get drafted from Memphis. Two straight years, no draft picks. But Blake Watson didn't get drafted. And quite frankly, I'm blown away by it. There's some reasons I've heard from some people in the know about why he didn't get drafted. But he tested really well at his pro day. We know he didn't get the NFL Combine invite, but he's really good at the East-West Shrine Bowl. He had a good pre-draft process, at least from the outside looking in. But he ends up having to be an undrafted free agent to the Broncos. And most of the running backs I saw on day three that went ahead of him, I would put him, if I'm evaluating the tape, I'd put him ahead. But we'll talk about some of those reasons in the blitz and what happened there. I'll give you my winners, my overwhelming winners of the NFL draft around 5:30. And this should be no surprise. We should copy and paste it every year. But there are two front offices that are just doing it head and shoulders above and better than everybody else. And there's one in Kansas City, Brett Veach, as the GM. Phenomenal. And Howie Roseman with the Eagles. They just continue to win. They are so good at this. They consistently find a way to not only get what they need in free agency, but when they get to the NFL draft, phenomenal stuff. And the Eagles trade a lot, and I think they set the record for trades in an NFL draft this year. But they got a ton of great pieces and a lot of good value picks. But I'll tell you about my winners and my losers from the NFL draft. As far as guests are concerned, Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show. Then we'll hop into the NBA playoff discussion. Very, very hot and heavy at 6 o'clock with Trevor Lane. He's from Lakers Nation. Lakers have to stave off elimination and try to get this thing back to the crypt for Game 6. They'll be on at 9 p.m. tonight on TNT. They're seven and a half point dogs, depending on where you look. But Trevor Lane, he's from Lakers Nation and the front office show. He'll join at 6, and we'll cover the NBA playoffs at large before we get to the Blitz, like I mentioned, at 6:30. But I want to start where we left off last night, and that's the Timberwolves versus the Suns. The 3-6 matchup in the Western Conference playoffs is over. Sweep. The Timberwolves won 122-116, won two straight games on the road against the Suns, who coming into this year were really the story of the offseason. You have Kevin Durant, you add Bradley Beal, you have this big three of Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal. Oh, they're going to be really hard. They're going to be very tough to deal with come playoffs. Now, we always knew there were shortcomings. They had to get a bunch of guys on, you know, one-year contracts, veteran minimum-type deals as well. They didn't have a whole lot of depth. They never had a facilitator. They just planned on Bradley Beal being their lead guard, even though he missed 29 games this year. But I do want to start by saying shout out to the Timberwolves. They have surprised me early in these playoffs. It is the first sweep by any Minnesota pro sports team ever. That's funny.
That's insane.
That's a good one.
That's crazy.
And Anthony Edwards is nothing short of phenomenal. I think there's been some overstatements out there about Anthony Edwards and what he put out there against the Suns in this series. But he announced his intentions to be the face of the league going forward, and I don't know how you put it any other way. In that final game, in the closeout game, 40 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 for 13 from 3. And to see what he did in that closeout game against a team full of veteran superstars, a dunk basically, you know, to the side or a little bit over Kevin Durant, if you will. Kevin Durant did not want to go up and try to block it. That would have been a dumb business decision. And then he blocked Devin Booker at the rim. He was great on both ends of the floor, and you're starting to see some, like, comparisons to Michael Jordan. And obviously, Michael Jordan accomplished a lot in his career, and people will look at that comparison, they'll just say, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. But no, when we look at the play style for both of those guys, I'm not saying Anthony Edwards is going to accomplish what Michael Jordan did. No one in the history of the NBA has ever done that. But when we look at the play styles, Connor, very damn similar. 6'6", two guard, crazy athleticism, can shoot from the outside at least a tad bit. Watching you just so how they float in the air, I think that's a big comparison there. And then on the defensive end, I know Michael Jordan was like a, you know, defensive player of the year, always on the all defensive teams. He was phenomenal at it. But when Anthony Edwards wants to guard, he can guard with the best of them in the NBA. And he's 22 years old. I think there's a lot that he can accomplish going into the future. I think most people hate that comparison, but quite frankly, from a playstyle perspective, I think you can speak to this as well. I don't mind it at all.
I don't mind it at all. I have no problem with it whatsoever. It was about 2 years ago where I even started saying, you know, Ant kind of moves like Jordan out there, because he does. He's extremely smooth. I do think that the one thing that is a difference between Ant and Jordan, and it's just, it's why Jordan is who he is. The way he stays in the air, Michael Jordan, is something that I'm not sure we're ever going to see again.
Right.
His ability to just float was crazy. Anthony Edwards, that dunk was reminiscent of a Jordan dunk, but I do think that that's what separates them the most. But his mid-range game, you know, is really exciting, the way he executes it, and it doesn't hurt
good
that he
footwork.
Wears... It also doesn't hurt that he kind of looks like him and wears an armband, too.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
all of
true.
That plays into it, but I have absolutely no problem with the parade that's happening today for Anthony Edwards. He's an extremely exciting young player to have in the NBA. The fact that he's only 22 years old is kind of mind-boggling. Like, when I saw his age last night, I assumed he was older, and I was like, oh my God, he's only 22? Which means that he's only going to get better from here. And I think that where you're going to see the improvement is what you mentioned. On the defensive end, Anthony Edwards, we can be honest about it, he doesn't lock in every single time, but when he does,
yes.
he's a damn good defender. And soon he's going to be locked in every single night defensively, and it's going to turn him into one of the best players in the NBA, which he already is now. Just to see where he could go from here is really exciting for NBA fans and the NBA in general, because he is a guy that has the personality to be the face of the NBA. We've already seen that he has some star power in the Netflix movie that he did. He was phenomenal in that movie. He was a great villain to play in Hustle. And his play on the court. Like you said, it's the first sweep Minnesota has ever had. It's really exciting to see. I said a couple years ago when the Raptors won the NBA championship that Kawhi and the way that he played was the closest thing that I think that we'll ever see to Jordan until Anthony Edwards arrived. I do think that what we're seeing right now, other than Kobe Bryant, is probably the closest thing that we've seen to somebody replicating what Jordan can do on a basketball court. He has to, of course, continue to go there. But the play style, it's the way
it's
that
he moves. It's the style of player he is.
It's not, we're not saying that he's going to accomplish this and what that, this, that,
not.
And the other. He may not even end up being the best player in the NBA at a point. It's the way they play, though. It's how smooth he is on the basketball court. It's that killer mentality. It's going out there and having, you know, no doubt that you're the best player on the court every single time. It's been a joy to watch this Minnesota Timberwolves team. I can't lie. I know that we had doubts about them going into the playoffs, but in this series, they have proven to me, and I think a lot of people across this country, that they are a true contender right now. And if things break the right way for them, they could end up in the NBA Finals.
Now, I will say this about the Anthony Edwards defense thing. That's really where he needs to come along if we're going to make these comparisons going into the future. But I think it's just harder to be a great defensive player when you're asked to be, especially in this era, when you're asked to be the focal point offensively.
Sure.
Because of the pace and space era, you have to get up and down the floor more than Michael Jordan ever did. It was a slow game. They were playing at 97-90 were final scores. Even they'd be in the 80s some games, and they'd have to get over top. Like, it's a different game altogether. There's more possessions. There's more running up and down the floor. It's hard for a guy like Anthony Edwards, who's expending so much, 23 shots, 40 points last night. It's hard for him to go down the floor every single time, lock in on the best player like Michael Jordan did back in the day. But that's the only thing that I think
another
is
thing
going
that,
to have to come along,
real quick,
and I think it's going to be hard for that to happen.
Another extremely underrated, under-talked about thing with Jordan, and they mentioned it in The Last Dance a little bit, his hands were so damn big.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's hands were so big, it separated him from so many guys because he could just pump fake with the basketball and just completely fool other defenses. So that's, it's, you know, there are similarities between Edwards and Jordan,
for
sure.
One,
it's not a one-to-one, but it is exciting to see.
It
is cool to see.
I see
the
idea.
And him having the armband is just awesome.
Yes.
It's okay for us to watch NBA games sometimes and be a bit hyperbolic because it's awesome.
Now, I'm not going to be hyperbolic about what I think about the Suns because I think it's bad. I think they're in a terrible situation. And now that they've gotten swept by the Timberwolves, we really see how badly they failed this year. With the big three of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. And there's lots of questions about the Suns, and I'm not even really going to talk about what they have on the floor. I don't know if you're going to be able to replicate 46.2% from three every single year from Grayson Allen. He was on a historic pace from the three-point line this year, and he basically was their third-leading scorer because he played more games than Bradley Beal. But I just want to start with Frank Vogel. I don't know if you've seen the report out there, Connor, from Shams Charania about Frank Vogel and this team. There was an April 8th game that they lost the Clippers, and Frank Vogel was just beside himself. And he showed up into the locker room and just started lighting into his team. lighting into his team. There are reports from people that were in that locker room feeding it to Shams that they were about laughing at him. They were laughing at him. They didn't take him seriously. It seems like he's not very respected. And this is, we're talking about year one here with this big three. If you don't have a coach that can gain respect from those veteran superstars, you're never going to have a chance going forward. And I don't know if he's, I mean, I would imagine it's somewhat likely that he'll be the coach going into next year, but those type of reports, the more they come out, and especially after getting swept, the fact that they're coming out right after that, and there are people within the locker room that played on that team feeding Shams information, it doesn't bode well for Frank Vogel right now. We'll see if they can turn that on its head and sort of figure it out. And there's also reports that Kevin Durant hated the style of basketball that Frank Vogel had them playing. And I think we've seen that in the past with the Lakers. Frank Vogel's a defensive coach. That's what he's brought in to do. He said Kevin Durant, you know, sort of had mentioned that he didn't like being a corner sitter. He wanted to be more part of being on ball on that offense, but they didn't have a facilitator. And it feels like Matt Ishbia and that front office didn't give Frank Vogel what he needed to have a successful offense. They didn't have an initiator of the offense.
You don't have
That's
a point guard.
That's the truth of it. You don't have a point guard, and he wanted a point guard the entire time. They wouldn't give it to him.
I find it quite ridiculous that they're trying to scapegoat Frank Vogel and pretend like he was the problem. They won 49 games during the regular season. That's a good basketball coach. When this team got put together, we said they're going to be a good regular season team, and they're going to completely fall apart when they make it to the playoffs because they have zero depth. They handed Frank Vogel an incomplete team that had Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and a 50-cent version of Bradley Beal.
Yep.
And they expected him to go far in the playoffs? That's ridiculous. And at what point, seriously, at what point do we start asking questions about Kevin Durant's leadership?
Yeah. I think I've been there for quite
because
a while.
Frank Vogel is the type of coach, he's an NBA champion.
Yeah.
He deserves respect when he walks into the locker room. When you lose to a team that you shouldn't be losing to, and he yells at you, you need to listen to that coach. You shouldn't be laughing in the locker room. KD should have stood up and said, we need to focus up right now. He's trying to tell us something right here. Frank Vogel all season has probably been telling this team what their shortcomings are and said, when we get to the playoffs, it's going to matter. When we get to the playoffs, it's going to matter. You know what would have helped them in the playoffs a little bit? Playing some damn defense.
I always say this. There's only so much a coach can do
to
get across to a team. What? You have to have your veteran superstars on the same page. You have to have a player leader. And I don't know if they have that. They have three guys that have been there, done that. Bradley Beal less than the other two.
He has not been there and done it. Bradley Beal ain't done nothing.
But at the same time, like, those guys have to step up and be a voice in the locker room.
Except Rob owners. That's what Bradley
Beal's
done.
Yeah, and speaking of robbed owners, this is the next question about this.
Yeah, this dummy.
$209 million in committed salary going into next year. That is way above the second apron of the luxury tax. They're going to have to pay a hell of a lot.
And he has a no trade clause.
And then the question is this front office going to double down on paying insane money for this? For 49 wins in the regular season and a bow out and a sweep in the first round? Bradley Beal, he was terrible.
Terrible.
Last night.
Awful.
9 points, two assists, 6 turnovers. He fouled out, had 6 fouls. And for the next 3 years, you want to go over his salary math here?
Please.
Next year, $50.2 million. 2 years from now, $53.5 million. And then 3 years from now, when in his final year of the contract, $57.1 million. And what did that equal? 4 made field goals, 6 turnovers, 6 fouls, only 2 assists, even though you came into this year without a point guard and said he was going to be the guy. And he missed 29 games during the regular season.
If America's Most Wanted was still around, he would be an episode for robbery.
So
insane.
The question was, is this front office going to double down on paying insane money for what they got this year? And the answer to that is, I don't see how they don't double down.
You have to.
They're locked up going into the future, and you're paying them upwards of $60 million a year. You have no choice. Your hands are tied. And with that, let's talk about it. How do they add to this roster? Because you don't have money you can spend. You're going to have to find veteran options that are going to take a veteran minimum, or you're going to have to find young guys that will take 1 or 2 year deals for really low money. And then, how about this? After this year, they won't own their first or second round pick until 2031. What do you do? They're in a precarious spot with no real way out. You have to get lucky. You're going to have to get really lucky to be able to surround these three guys with good players. You have to get very, very lucky. And what it comes down to is, we said this before the season, and looking back at it, I know we weren't the only one, right? But, you know, we were one of the few that really talked about Matt Ishbia, and it's like the Tommy Boy thing, right?
Yes.
He just loving on the thing so much that he killed it.
He ripped it apart.
Matt Ishbia's heart, I think, has been in the right place. When he took ownership of this team, he wanted, it's a new toy to him. He wants to make it as good as possible, bring in all the superstars, make something happen, make it exciting in Phoenix to be a Suns fan. But he's clearly way too involved, and he's not good enough at this thing to be as involved as he is. That's something, I know we're only in year two of his ownership experience, that's going to have to change if they want to have success going into the future, or Matt Ishbia is going to have to get better at this. And I'd rather him take his hands off. You're the owner. You're. I know you played basketball at Michigan State, but that does not make you a GM. That does not make you the best GM in the NBA. You have to leave that in the hands of people that know what they're doing. And you know who knows what they're doing for the most part? James Jones, your GM. He was really good. You took a team that was in the NBA finals a few years back. You made all these trades, got rid of all your draft picks, and now you're swept 2 years later in the first round with all of these superstars. And I hate to say it, this feels like it falls nearly directly from a decision-making standpoint, falls directly to Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Suns.
Do you remember the piece of news that came out over the summer about who he has been taking advice from and who has been in his ear helping him make moves?
Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Remember how big of a red...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Flag that was to us.
Yes.
Alarms were going off. DEFCON 1 should have been happening in Phoenix. Oh my God. Isaiah Thomas is in the ownership's ear. He thinks that the NBA is NBA 2K. The league has evolved. You no longer can win with the big three. You have to have depth.
Well, you can if they fit well together.
Oh, and if they actually play. Right. That helps, too. Yeah. It's just, I cannot believe they looked at this roster seriously and said, yeah, this is going to get it done. And you know what our secret weapon's going to be? When nobody sees the X factor of all X factors, Yusuf Nurkic. Trash. Trash. Bleacher Report put out an article today that said Yusuf Nurkic to the Grizzlies. No way in hell. I will throw my body in front of that. No way can we allow that to happen. He sucks. He has sucked for years. I've been trying to tell you that all day.
And he hasn't
season.
Been healthy.
He sucks.
He hasn't been healthy in the playoffs for most
of
the time,
too. He's a defensive stopper. No, he's not.
Now, let's go through.
I think you could score on
him. Hey, do you want to do his game logs for the series? 27 minutes, 9 points, and 4 rebounds
Trash.
In game one. 31 minutes, 10 points, 14 rebounds in game two. A little
trash.
Bit step up. A little bit stepped up, though,
still
compared
trash.
To what he's done all this year. Game three, 26 minutes, 3 points, 7 rebounds.
Trash.
And then in the closeout game, he only played 20 minutes because he got played off the floor. 9 points, 8 rebounds. That was
you know what
supposed
he did?
To be a good signing, a good move for them. Didn't work out at all.
He turned Rudy Gobert into an offensive weapon this series. Weapon.
Mm-hmm. I think that's relatively
Rudy Gobert's the negative about him for years, and it's a question mark that all of us fairly had heading into the playoffs, was could Rudy Gobert stay on the court? Guess what? He can if Yusuf Nurkic is defending him.
14 Dummies. Points, 18 points, 19 points in games 1-3. Guy who cannot score, has no moves, can just take lobs and dunk around the rim. 14 points, 18 points, 19 points in the
Cooked
first
him.
Three games. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, my other takeaway from this weekend watching the NBA playoffs is I'm a big fan of the Knicks, not such a big fan of the 76ers. And we've talked about this. We talked about this on Friday. But, Connor, you feel pretty strongly about this, don't you? You're a big Knicks fan after watching them go. And I think that team, and maybe the Derrick Rose, Bulls, Tom Thibodeau team, when Derrick Rose was the MVP, maybe that team was well-built for Tom Thibodeau, one of the best he's ever had. Derrick Rose was great. Luol Deng was a phenomenal two-way guy. Joakim Noah at the peak of his powers. Like those types
Taj
of guys.
Taj Gibson. Yeah.
Taj Gibson. Well, Taj Gibson has been on every team that Tom Thibodeau's ever had.
He was on the Knicks this season.
Yes, exactly. But this team, when I sort of look at the types of guys that Tom Thibodeau wants, like those just mercenaries, those guys that'll play 48 to 48 minutes and give you full-on effort, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, like that, those four guys embody what a Tom Thibodeau team is supposed to be.
When I saw Josh Hart's line last night, 46, 4, 17, 5, and 3 blocks, I had to sit down. I almost passed out. It's the most glue guy, glorious stat line I've ever seen in my life. I think OG Anunoby plays basketball with brass knuckles on his hands. It's incredible. I love this New York Knicks team. I have no illusion about their chances to win it all. At some point, their depth is going to catch up with them. If they had Julius Randle, it might be a different question. But they could go far in the East. If they popped up in the Eastern Conference Finals,
well, that's what I'm saying. Let's talk about
they
that.
Play with chains and baseball bats.
They're the only team in the Eastern Conference I can see giving. Well, we'll see what happens with the Heat-Celtics series, although it feels like the Celtics could run away with it. But Celtics, we know that game to game, they're very inconsistent, especially in the playoffs. But of the teams in the Eastern Conference playoff picture, it's Knicks. And then everybody else. Like, I don't say, like, Cavs, Magic, not going to do it. Magic just hammered the Cavs 2 straight games.
I have no idea.
Home
that
floor.
Series is so weird.
The Bucks, Giannis just started running. He just started getting
and
back
Dame
on the floor and running. Dame is doing underwater running on a treadmill, and he has a strained Achilles. They have no chance without at least Dame on the floor. Because Giannis doesn't seem like he's coming back anytime soon. You don't want to risk anything going into the future if that soleus muscle in his calf, you know, leads to anything further, which we've seen with Kevin Durant in the past when he played for the Warriors. It's the Knicks and then everybody else to challenge the Celtics. Nobody else really gives me any type of hope outside of the Knicks.
They are an extremely likable team, and Jalen Brunson is probably one of the most likable stars in the NBA, and his performance yesterday was nothing short but phenomenal. It is being compared, rightfully so, to Bernard King's run, I think, in the 84 playoffs. And if you haven't seen Bernard King's stats from that run, go look him up. Absolutely cooking people back then. It was incredible. Precious Achiuwa had big minutes. He didn't score. He scored a single point, but he was incredible defensively for them yesterday. I know that it's 3-1, and technically the 76ers aren't dead, but they seem dead to me. They are unbelievably
it's transitioning back to New
unlikable.
York.
They are so unlikable. Joel Embiid, I understand you're playing through an injury and you're dealing with Bell's palsy. I feel for you there. I have zero joy in watching him play. Earlier this year, I said, oh, yeah, I kind of like watching him play. Can't stand it now. extremely dirty play.
What he did to
Mitchell,
what he did to Mitchell Robinson is kind of...
It's been every game. He's landing on people. There's been clips going around of him landing on Grant Williams' face. He does it constantly and gets away with it. He's a foul merchant. He's constantly complaining. He's passing up open shots at the end of games to try to get fouled instead of taking the easy shot. Nick Nurse is complaining constantly. It's driving me insane. Tobias Harris isn't even showing up to play the basketball games. Kyle Lowry's falling down everywhere. Kelly Oubre can't stop getting hit by things. It's driving me nuts. I hate this 76ers team. I genuinely do. They have become my villain for the playoffs. I can't stand them. They don't have Ben Stiller on their side. I'm going Knicks all day.
Yeah, now, couple more things. Nuggets-Lakers, do you expect that to be closed out tonight?
Yes.
I think so.
Probably so.
I don't know if they're going to cover the seven, but the Lakers, it's strange how close these series, these last two playoff series, the last 2 years, Western Conference Finals, and now it's crazy how every game is relatively close, but the Nuggets are now 7-1 against, 7-1 against the
Lakers.
Here's
the problem. Is Jamal Murray going to play? Because if he doesn't play, things could get weird. If Jamal Murray gets injured, I could say that things get weird. I would still lean Nuggets because they are the Denver Nuggets, and I'm not going to pick against them until they lose. But the Lakers do have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And AD, I got to give him credit. I was crushing him earlier in the season for not being consistent and playing him in the fourth quarters. He had a solid game. Great game.
Yep.
Probably the best player for the Lakers in that game. And that's one of the reasons they won. So if they can stay consistent, that's going to be the problem, though, is that the Lakers just haven't been consistent. Like, LeBron and AD have showed up every single game, except for the four quarters for AD. The rest of the team has been hit or miss. Now, they might be getting Jared Vanderbilt back, which will be a big deal.
He's been upgraded to probable?
If he comes back and Jamal Murray's not playing for Denver, it can get kind of weird.
Yeah, but we know the altitude and then the fourth quarter. The thing with the Nuggets is just when you get into into the fourth quarter, that energy goes up and they execute, regardless of seemingly who's
very on the floor. Very few mistakes they make. I will say, tonight is one of those games, though. Bruce Brown not being there anymore. Tonight's the type of game where you need Bruce Brown.
This series could get weird. If the Lakers win, could get kind of tricky going back to the crypt, seeing if Jamal Murray's going to be healthy enough to be a factor. Going back to L.A. for Game 6 at 3-2, that could get tricky.
If you made me pick a winner tonight, I'm taking Denver.
Yeah, same.
But there's some room for NBA weirdness to happen. It's just, to be quite honest, it's the LeBron factor. If you have LeBron, anything can kind of happen in the playoffs. I do think that Denver, ultimately, though, has a far better coach. We talked about the ocean of difference between Eric Spoelstra and Joe Mazzulla. It's a universe between Darvin Ham and Michael Malone. He's not even in the Milky Way galaxy, Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
He's on a different...
Darvin Ham, it's over.
He's in the black hole from Interstellar. He doesn't know what the hell's going on.
I don't even know... Unless some crazy run, they came back in this series, beat the Nuggets, made a run to the Western Conference Finals, likely the Finals, he's done.
Done.
He's absolutely done.
Well, it's like in that game, when LeBron's screaming at you for a challenge, the smartest player we've ever had, maybe challenge it,
yeah,
you dummies. God, he drives me crazy.
Yes.
It's like he forgets that timeouts are able to be called in basketball games.
Now, Pelicans, I think Charles Barkley agrees with me based on what he said about not going to Cancun. They have to go to Galveston with that dirty-ass water.
What an amazing moment. Oh, my God.
That was one of the best.
Lifetime contract.
That was great. But the Pelicans continue to be the most unserious team in these playoffs and probably the most unserious playoff team without Zion Williamson, of course, that I've seen in my lifetime.
One of the worst playoff teams of all time.
They're awful. They've lost every... I mean, game one, they had it within two. They've lost the last two games by 20 and it hadn't been close.
What's worse, the Pelicans or the Thunder commercial?
The Thunder commercial still, but the Pelicans they're rivaling.
I agree.
Without Zion. Without Zion. That Thunder commercial, everyone hates it.
Atrocious.
Maybe
the worst commercial they've ever had.
But let me ask you this, but does it sort of work in the right direction for AT&T? Everybody's talking about it. No bad pub, right? I mean, it's a commercial and everyone's talking about it. Everyone's conversating about that AT&T, what a pro wants.
I would change my service. Verizon, what's up?
And then the Clippers Mavs series is going to be,
that's a dogfight. That series
stinks,
is awesome.
Kind of stinks that Luka's kind of hobbled right now and Kawhi has missed the two games that, of course, the Clippers won.
It's the bar fight. It's
but
so fun.
That series, I mean, the Thunder probably, I think, ultimately will sweep the Pelicans. That series is going to tell me a whole lot about what the Thunder are going to have to deal with in the second round, because both those teams are really fighting for their life right now.
It's just violence. That entire series is just violence. And Paul George was big time yes. in that game.
Do you take anything away from Kawhi, being out for the two games they've won?
What's new? This has been Kawhi for how many years now?
I don't know.
The knees, it's just not the same. It's just not the same.
Well, Kawhi,
a bad Kawhi when he if Kawhi's out there.
I don't want to go to the point where I say that they're a better team without Kawhi Leonard, but they are a better team without a hobbled,
exactly.
nasty Kawhi
exactly.
game two Kawhi.
That is the correct answer. They are not a better basketball team without Kawhi Leonard as Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
But when he is 50% himself and he can't really move, especially when he can't defend.
Yes.
He's hurting you.
Yes.
And him not being
when he's going 0 for 5
right.
from 3, it's just
Kawhi's amazing when he's healthy. We just haven't been able to see a healthy, consistent version of Kawhi in a long time. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for NBA fans, but I do think that the Clippers have to consider whether or not it's a liability to have an injured player out there when you are in a series where any little mistake can crush you.
And I think there's something to be said about the fact that Kawhi Leonard played the most games he's played in a long time during the regular season. How many did he end up playing? Let me pull this up. He ended up playing, let's see here, 68 games, which is huge for him. But his body just can't hold up. Regardless if he's playing 40 or 68, it just seems like in the playoffs – we have gone through this time and time again, especially with the Clippers. His body just won't hold up for
It's
him.
Really unfortunate. It really is. Because watching Kawhi Leonard play basketball is amazing.
Kawhi Leonard.
He's a Terminator. Great. He has no emotion. He's just going to take your soul and show it
mid-range
to you.
Mid-range just is automatic.
No expression. It's awesome. Now, what do you take, though? It was almost hilarious. We almost had another James Harden epic collapse in a playoff game. I mean, he was great. He was really good last night. 12 for 17, 33 points, but they almost blew a 31-point lead, and it got down to scary hours for them. And I do wonder if that carries over to the next game. I'm just curious. Because Luka was not good in the fourth. Luka, they cooked him defensively. He's been playing pretty well in the playoffs so far on the defensive end of the basketball, but they were hunting him yesterday. And it was funny because Paul George and Kyrie were going shot for shot. It felt like two superstars battling out. Then Luka kept getting in the way. It's like, Luka, stop!
Yes.
You're hurting your team. Like,
stay
I
back.
Love you, Luka. You're hurting your team right now. Let Kyrie do his thing. What a series from Kyrie
yes.
Irving, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm hyped up to see how this plays.
I'm having a lot of fun with this series. A lot
of
fun.
And they're going to have 2 days off before they play on Wednesday. They'll play on Wednesday. So maybe health could get better for Luka and Kawhi, and we'll have a full-strength series.
I hope so,
because that's the series we all want to see.
Can I be honest about it, too? I want them to beat the Thunder. I want one of these teams to take down the Thunder, so
yeah.
I need them to be healthy.
Yeah, yeah, and I still think regardless. Like, the Thunder, we're not going to know anything until we see them take on one of these teams. And I want to see them at most full strength, whether it's the Mavs or the Clippers, but I still think that for the most part, the Thunder are going to get punched in the face by one of these teams.
I hope so.
And they have to respond to that, because I don't know if the Pelicans aren't going to make them respond. Pelicans without Zion are just, it's hard to watch.
It's really bad.
It's really hard to watch.
It's really bad.
And I don't even think with Zion on the floor, they're some championship contender, but without Zion, they are embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Well,
and Brandon Ingram, I am very sold. I think he'll be on a different team going into next year.
Yeah. But who would want? Maybe the Suns?
He'll still want his money, and they're not going to be able to give him money, but
that would be
ridiculous.
The Bradley Beal situation is so bad. It's so bad because nobody's going to take that contract. They're stuck.
Yeah.
They're stuck with it.
I fear you're right. Although, I don't mind Santa.
Oh, I don't mind
it. They blew up a good thing.
Very good thing.
They blew up a good thing with a team that fit together that didn't – I mean, Devin Booker was the one all-star. Blew that all up for this – whatever the hell this is, going like early 2000s Celtics, freaking super team. And that's just not what wins. What wins right now in the NBA is your best players being homegrown talents.
Yep.
Then you go find support players. Look at the Nuggets with Jokic and Jamal Murray and adding Aaron Gordon a couple years ago.
Celtics.
That's what wins. Celtics, same thing. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you add Drew Holiday. Your support players can come from other places. But to be able to have, your superstars in the same place for an extended period of time, building up team chemistry, regardless if they're all-stars or not, that's what wins. That's what's been winning. That super team stuff is dead. It really is.
Well, that's why today some people have floated like, Grizzlies should go after KD. Nope. No, thank you. Pass.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'd rather go with the homegrown guys, see what this team can do.
Well,
bring in a center.
The idea of having Mikhail KD Bridges. On any team is nice, but when you think about what you'd have to give up and salary matching and everything else, it's dead on arrival. It's hard to convince yourself. Achilles, we know that that's been repaired. He's getting older. He's not getting any younger. It's just hard to convince yourself with a contending team to get rid of so many different pieces to go get that one guy.
We've just seen two teams in a row sell their soul for Kevin Durant and company, and it hasn't worked out, so I don't want to be in that business. KD's an amazing player, unbelievable player, one of the best we've ever seen. I'm good.
Yep, I hear you. Now let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. We need to transition away from NBA playoff basketball, and we're going to talk about the Penny Hardaway TV show. April 12th was when it was recorded with Matt Enfield and Dave Woloshin, but there were some very interesting things that Penny talked about, including how he wants this schedule with the recruits and the team he's putting together, how he wants that to go, and how he wants the on-court schedule against other teams to go. There's a certain game he's trying to get on the schedule, and he was relatively positive about it. I'll tell you about all that, what game he wants to schedule next.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So the Penny Hardaway TV show aired last night. It was recorded on April 12th, so this is a little bit late on the news, but we saw sort of what Penny Hardaway had to say about what he wanted to get done this offseason, some scheduling notes that I'll get to at the on the back half of this segment. But I want to start with sort of what we saw over the weekend and what he wants to get done in the transfer portal and putting together this roster. Jaden Quaintance, looks like that's over with. That is completely over with. He was set to visit Memphis this past weekend. It was postponed. There was the thought that they were going to get it back done. And he was going to come on a visit, but that never happened. He ended up committing to Arizona State over the weekend. It's fine. It is what it is. Miss out on some guys. You're going to have to find some other guys to fill out this roster with, especially with those big positions, because right now you're looking at Dane Danger and Nick Jourdain as your only real bigs. There's more guys out there, though. There's 1,700 people, 1,700 basketball players that have entered the Division I transfer portal. So there should be some guys that Penny Hardaway can still go find. Now, as of a goal he had that he talked about on his TV show, he said his goal is to get the entire team on campus by June. Then he said when they are here, he wants to give them a lay of the land and what's expected of them, and he wants to get to know them and their parents way better than he did last year. He thought that was a misstep. He didn't really know everything about the guys that he brought on campus, and that's, you know, you could sort of read into that and say that's why the team chemistry was not at an all-time high and why he couldn't quite get through to him how he originally thought. Now, let's talk about that goal, Connor. That's a lofty damn goal. We're about to be in May. We're about a month away from June, okay? And for them to get an entire team put on campus by June, considering what's here right now, that seems very lofty. It's going to be really hard to get that done by June. Because even if David Jones returns, that's still 5 scholarships open that he has to fill this roster with. Because right now we're talking P.J. Haggerty, Dane Danger, Colby Rogers, Baraka Okoji, Tyrese Hunter, Nick Jourdain, and then the two walk-ons in Joe Cooper and Noah Stansberry, and then Jared Harris is the high school recruit, and David Jones is the guy that's up in the air about returning. Still have 5 open scholarships that you have to fill in a month. I will say this. I don't doubt anything that Penny Hardaway and Rick Stansberry can do on the recruiting trail. They will get players. I do not doubt that. But 5 players in a month's time? I think it's fair to be skeptical about them getting that done. That would be somewhat of an escape from what we've seen in the past. That is a lot of players to bring on campus at one time, and you're going to have to find 2 or 3 bigs within those 5 players, so you're a little bit cornered on what you need to.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bring in. Now, there's a guy by the name of TJ Bamba from Villanova who's going to be a fifth-year guy, 13-3-2 on 3-for-8 against Memphis this year when Villanova beat them early in the season. Memphis and Oregon are still involved. He was really good at Washington State 2 years ago. It looks like that's trending in the right direction. So let's just operate on that thought process. If they were able to get a commitment from TJ Bamba the next couple of days and sign him, you'd still have 4 scholarships open to get done in a month. I'm just going to throw this to you. Is that possible? Is that something that you could see happening?
It's Penny, so maybe.
Sure.
At the end of the day, though, I at least like that this is the mindset. There's an understanding that these guys need to get together and start building chemistry as soon as possible. I do like that
mindset. But this has been the mindset for the past 2 years. He wanted this to be the case
last year.
He wanted it. He mentioned he wanted even after they bowed out of the tournament against Florida Atlantic. He said he wanted to get it done quickly.
They weren't doing this, though. They weren't getting guys this early. It was different
because they weren't in the tournament.
That's also true. That's also true.
They didn't play the NIT.
That's also true.
So they had a little bit more time.
But it's I would be surprised if they can get the full team by a month, but, you know, it does seem like that there are a few guys that they think they might be close to getting commits from, which is good news.
But we're not hearing a lot on the big man front still. Not hearing a lot out there on who he can go get out of as a big man on this team. Jaden Quainton's going to Arizona State. That ship has sailed. And even with that, that was going to be really hard to get done. The amount of NIL he was asking for and the fact that he's 17 years old and you probably have to develop him for a couple years.
I'm good.
I don't know if that was ever going to be a full reality, and that may have been the reason that they postponed the visit in the first place. But I just – 4 or 5 commits in a month's time is a time crunch.
It's a lot.
That's really damn hard for anybody to make happen. Now, I understand that Penny and Rick can get guys on a time crunch, and they're good at getting players. But that is a hellacious goal to set for yourself considering the timeline you're on right this second.
Right. And that's why, to be honest, I'm not going to consider it a failure if they don't. I don't know why he put that timeline on himself.
Because it was April 12th when he said it.
Ah, that's very true. That
and
is
now
true.
It's April 29th.
It was
maybe
half a month ago.
Yeah.
That is true. That's a great point, Gabe. That's a great point. That's a great
that's
point.
Why?
He had 2 months by when he said it originally. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Even that would have been even he said it on April 12th. That's a lofty goal. That's a month and a half to get everybody on campus.
Listen, get TJ Bamba and I'll be all right.
Yeah. And I think he's a great fit.
He would be a huge fit.
He's awesome on defense. He can knock down a 3-ball. That's what you need to surround these guys with. That's who you need to – surrounding P.J. Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter with guys who can knock down the three ball, that's what you need, 3-and-D, and to get up and down the floor. But they need some big men.
They do. They definitely
need
some big men.
I can't ignore that.
It's and
I understand for some of these guys, they've operated sort of in the dark of the night. Like you've had Tyrese Hunter, didn't really see that coming, but it obviously hits.
Colby Rodgers.
You know, P.J. Haggerty was kind of quiet. We didn't even know he was on campus until he ended up committing. We knew that they were going to be involved, but he ends up committing.
We knew that from the handshake line.
But yes, but we didn't know he was on campus. So some of these things have been quieter than others.
Sure.
But it is radio silent, although we're on the radio right now. We're speaking. But it is radio silent out there for big men that are tied to the University of Memphis right now.
Right.
And listen, I'm not the guy filling out the roster. I get that. But usually you hear some rumor.
Well, and I think that we have seen the past few NCAA basketball seasons, big men are important.
Yeah.
Really important in college basketball. Got to have a good one.
Well, Penny, the thing is about Penny, a big man that Penny needs, they don't need to be, you know, Jonas Adu is being, you know, crystal balled to arc. You don't need a guy like that necessarily, although that would be a good fit. You don't need, like, the big name guy. You just need someone who can run rim to rim, who can rebound, who can set screens.
And protect the
Because rim. You have plenty of scoring on the perimeter right now between P.J. Haggerty and Colby Rogers and Tyrese Hunter. And if David Jones comes, you got plenty of scoring there. You just need a big man to fill in the gap more than anything. And I think there are guys that can do that, but you got to find the right guys. And maybe on some NIL savings, depending on the situation. We'll see. We'll have to see. But he wants to get it done by June. I think the time crunch is pretty substantial. We're just going to have to pay attention. Now, the NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. If you have a gambling problem, make sure that you call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Now, hour number two on this beautiful Monday is on the way, and Jeff Calkins is going to lead it off. We have plenty to discuss with him. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.